cleanup and recovery continue in hard-hit places like the New Dorp section of Staten Island, even as President Obama toured the New York region yesterday. WNYC's Bridget Bergen went walking down New Dorp Lane to see how residents were coping and how they felt about the president's visit.
Firefighter Mike Bellantoni has an American flag flying in his front yard. His house is just across from Miller Field, where white FEMA tents are clustered in the corner. Standing on his porch, littered with bottles and debris, Bellantoni says he didn't vote for Obama.
But I'm a true patriot. So my theory is he's my president, and I want him to prove me wrong is what I want. And I think that's the best way to look at it. I don't want him to fail.
Bellantoni's not unique. Obama won Staten Island, but the margin was 50-49%, the narrowest margin of any of the five boroughs. It's home to Republican Congressman Michael Grimm, who was also reelected and whose office is right up the street on New Dorp Lane. Lisa Mazza waited with her video camera to see the president, even though she didn't vote for him either. She says he should have come to Staten Island sooner. She also wants to know, what else can the president do?
Because we as a neighborhood need such large amounts of help. Yes, the Red Cross and all, wonderful. But as far as government, what are you going to do to help us? We need to get this taken care of.
Mazza lost the entire first floor of her home. She applied for help from FEMA, but was confused by questions on the application.
You know, some of them are a little tricky. Like one of them was, did you have electric in the past 5 days? I called on day two. So I said, yes, I was honest. I had electric prior to that.
Of course, that was before the storm. Right now, FEMA is denying her claim entirely, even though she went for 17 days without heat, hot water, or electricity. 69-year-old veteran Dario Vejian is having his own FEMA issues. His two-story house has mold, there's a crack in the foundation, he needs a new boiler and completely new wiring. FEMA gave him a check for $17,000. He estimates more than $100,000 worth of damage.
We got some help from friends, relatives, volunteers. It's tough. Don't know even if the house is going to be livable.
Vejian was standing at the front gate wearing work gloves and binoculars, also hoping to see the president. He considers himself an Obama supporter. So I asked him, what would he say to the president if he had the chance?
Mr. President, thank you for coming. You see what's happening here, and whatever help you can give us, please, hurry up.
For some Staten Islanders, the president's visit did bring some excitement. But mostly, it was just a pause in what will be a long process of rebuilding. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.